One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A major change could be coming to Monday Night Raw, plus scrapped plans for the Royal Rumble have been revealed, and could we see an ex-WWE champion make their return at the Rumble? For Tuesday, January the 9th, 2024, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Born to be the greatest of all time, this is where I draw the line. Can't stop my shine, they know it's my time. Let the world know I've arrived. On the rise, unstoppable. Watch me do the impossible. Watch me do what I got to do. I'm too hot for you. I'm not about to lose. I'm the greatest. Big smile for the haters. Whole world know that I made it. Call me the greatest.
That's the new Monday Night Raw theme. Of course you recognize it. It's now across the nation, admittedly, but it's there. And that isn't the major change that we're going to be talking about for Monday Night Raw. No. The Sports Business Journal are predicting that when the dust settles on the TV rights negotiations for WWE television programs, Raw may land on Amazon Prime. John Orand of SBJ says there is lots of good reasons why this makes business sense. Amazon gets WWE Raw rights and it keeps the series on Monday nights. There has been a lot of conversation about WWE Raw moving to a different night of the week, depending on what TV or cable provider picks up the show. And with Amazon picking up the show, it could keep them on a Monday. Also, John Oron says, this hits an audience of young males, a demo where Amazon believes it sees growth in Prime subscriptions. Plus, it gives the company another night of live programming on Prime Video. They are massively investing in sports at the moment. Not just Amazon Prime, but quite a few streaming platforms. And live programming is a big part of their future plans as well. It's always funny when you look at these things from the big picture. When streaming services came in, it was the idea of watching anything at any time, and live programming being something almost archaic. And now we find ourselves in a position where the streaming services like Amazon Prime are looking for live programming once more. And WWE Raw could very well be a part of that proposition for Amazon Prime at the end of the rights fees negotiations in 2024.
One more thing. No, don't be touching me.
Hey. Congratulations.
Now why?
Because he's just earned himself a fatal four-way match with all three of these guys at the Royal Rumble.
Nick Aldis with a very understated way of announcing quite a big match for the Royal Rumble, quietly taking Paul Heyman to one side to inform him that Roman Reigns will face Randy Orton, AJ Styles and LA Knight in a fatal four-way at the Royal Rumble. Now, originally, it was going to be Roman Reigns one-on-one with the undisputed WWE Universal title on the line against Randy Orton. That was the trajectory for the Rumble. It was going to see Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton mano a mano for the first time in many, many, many years. But in the last week or so, according to reports, those plans changed to the fatal four-way situation that was announced on Friday. Dave Meltzer of Wrestling Observer Radio explains why, saying essentially there were parties involved who did not want to beat Randy Orton this early and just felt there was money to be made with Randy Orton and Roman in a program at some point, but it's too soon to do it. I think AJ was the guy that they probably would have wanted for the Royal Rumble because Roman can beat him. I presume AJ is going to be the one that is going to lose, or it could be LA Knight. Either way, it's not going to be Randy Orton, which explains why the one-on-one match was moved to a fatal four-way. Plans down the road for Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton in singles competition. Does this add to speculation that Roman Reigns may not be dropping the Universal title at WrestleMania? Probably doesn't bear thinking about just yet, does it?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Just a heads up, from next week, the Cultaholic News podcasts will be on their very own exclusive podcast feed. I'll tell you more about that in the news podcast tomorrow. But some other wrestling news to share with you before we head off today. We're not going to see Giovanni Vinci in action on Raw for a little while just yet. It was announced on Raw last night by Michael Cole that Giovanni Vinci would be out for a number of weeks following that incident on Raw the previous week, where Giovanni Vinci took a drop kick to the head and the match was stopped prematurely. Last night on Raw, Ludwig Kaiser drop kicked Kingston's head into the steel steps as retribution for what happened last week. We're set to see Gunther return to Raw next week after taking some time off to be with his newborn son, but Vinci is not expected to be with him. As well as a return for the Intercontinental Champion, we'll see the world title defended on Raw next week after an in-ring verbal back and forth and a very physical back and forth that followed. It was announced that Seth Rollins will put the world heavyweight title on the line against Jinder Mahal. Now, Mahal returned to WWE last week, was welcomed back with a people's elbow, courtesy of The Rock. And before that, Mahal had a run in NXT as manager for Indus Share, even challenged for the NXT title. Be interesting to see how these two pair up on Raw next week. Also last night on Raw, we had a back and forth between CM Punk and Drew McIntyre. Drew had some strong words for Punk before he threw his name into the hat for this year's Royal Rumble. He said there was a bet going on with him and the boys on how long Punk would be in the company before he self-destructed. A line that really didn't get a reaction from the WWE crowd, I noticed. He also said that during Punk's first run, when he Drew McIntyre, needed guidance, Punk, then WWE champion, wasn't there for him. Drew referred to Punk as a self-serving succubus. Punk said that he had followed Drew's lead in leaving the company and coming back bigger and stronger before declaring that he's not back in WWE to make friends. he's here to win the Rumble and main event WrestleMania. He even said he would throw Drew McIntyre out last out of respect from one leader to another. So Drew McIntyre and CM Punk. We knew Punk was in the Rumble. Drew McIntyre now adds his name to the match, joining Cody Rhodes, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Bobby Lashley in the men's Rumble. Meanwhile, Bayley, Nia Jax, Becky Lynch, and Bianca Belair have all declared for the women's Rumble. And speaking of the Royal Rumble, there is a lot of speculation this morning that one of the mystery entrants in the Rumble will be the returning Andrade, former WWE US champion. He said farewell to AEW following his match with Rusev at World's End last month, and there's been numerous reports circulating that he is due to return to WWE. GCW had Andrade booked to face Jonathan Gresham at their show this Friday, No Compadre, but they put out an announcement on social media that Andrade, along with Maki Ito, has been pulled from the event due to circumstances beyond their control. Now, this has led many to start the ball rolling on speculation that Andrade is expected to be in the Rumble as a surprise entrant. What a way to return to WWE than being part of the 2024 Royal Rumble. Nothing proved, nothing confirmed yet, but it is certainly coincidental, isn't it? That, you know, the night before the Rumble, Andrade was set to wrestle and now he's mysteriously not. Something to think about. On the YouTube channel right now, check out the 10 most shocking WWE Royal Rumble eliminations. There have been some horror stories over the years in the Rumble. One in particular featuring a guy who's gone on to become a massive YouTube star. You could check out the full list, all 10 of them, and share some of yours as well at youtube.com/cultaholic. And of course, for the very latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can check out cultaholic.com. And just a reminder that next week we will be moving the Cultaholic Wrestling News podcasts to their very own exclusive podcast feed, and I'll have some details for you on that when we catch up for the Cultaholic Wrestling News tomorrow morning. And I will speak to you then. Of course, don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.